Title: Subweight. Intro offset for 90s inspired darkness in Ableton Live 12 for jungle old school DNB vibes intermediate. Alright, let's build one of the most specific, most effective little old school jungle tricks. The intro offset sub. This is that moment where the vocal starts in what feels like an empty room and then, a beat later, the floor slowly caves in. Not a big obvious bass drop, more like dread arriving late. It's subtle, it's very 90s, and it makes intros feel cinematic without needing a full drum section. We're doing this in Ableton Live 12 with stock tools, and we're focusing on the vocals area of DNB production, vocal timing, vocal effects, and how the sub interacts with the vocal so it feels like the voice is summoning the weight. Settle in. We'll build a loopable 8 to 16 bar intro, then you can stretch it into a full arrangement. First, quick session setup. Set your tempo somewhere between 160 and 170 BPM. I'll sit at 165. Create three tracks, an audio track called Vox, a MIDI track called Sub, and optionally another audio track for resampling called Vox Atmos Resample. You can also do returns for reverb and delay, but we can keep it simple with inserts for now. One guiding principle before we touch anything. In these intros, the sub is the event. If you give away full low end immediately, you lose the psychological trick, so we're going to delay the certainty of a low end on purpose. Step 1. Prepare the vocal. Pick a phrase that has attitude and, ideally, pauses. Ragga shout. Pirate radio line. Film quote. Anything with clear syllables. Drag it onto the Vox track. Now warp it. For spoken lines, Complex Pro is usually safest. For short shouts and tighter phrases, tones can be great, and sometimes beats with transients preserved can keep the bite. Don't overthink it, just choose the one that sounds most natural and doesn't smear the consonants. Trim the clip and place it so it hits right at bar 1 beat 1, or even a tiny pickup before it if the phrase needs it. You want a clear start of story moment. Now we're going to do a basic vocal chain, stock only, built for grit and clarity without any low-end junk. First, EQ 8. High pass the vocal around 90 to 150 HC. If it's a deeper voice or a boomy sample, don't be afraid to go higher. The point is, the vocal cannot be carrying sub information, because that will blur the moment when the sub arrives. If the vocal feels boxy, do a small dip somewhere around 300 to 500 HC. Keep it gentle. The goal is not to make it pretty, it's to make it readable in a dark mix. Next, saturator. Drive it 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. You're going for that slightly chewed, hardware-ish bite. If it starts sounding crunchy in an ugly way, back it off. Think pirate radio, not broken speaker. Then glue compressor. Attack at 10 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Teacher tip here, do a little vocal level control before you make sidechain decisions later. If the vocal jumps wildly, your sidechain will be inconsistent and you'll chase your tail. If needed, even out a few loud words with clip gain right now. 2 minutes here saves you 20 minutes later. Now add echo. Set it to an eighth note or a quarter note depending on speed and vibe. Feedback around 20 to 35%. And filter it. High pass around 250 HC and low pass around 5 to 8 KHZ. Classic jungle delay is rarely bright and full range. It's usually dark and tucked. Then hybrid reverb. Pick a small or medium dark space. Add pre-delay, maybe 20 to 40 milliseconds, so the vocal stays forward and the reverb sits behind it. And crucial, low cut your reverb. Somewhere between 200 and 400 HC is a good start. High cut between 5 and 9 KHZ. Dark, not fizzy. At this point, your vocal should feel gritty, present, and a little haunted, but it should not be carrying the weight. That weight is about to arrive late. Step 2. Build a simple sub patch. Simple is deadly here. On the sub MIDI track, load operator. Oscillator as a sine wave, that's your fundamental. Set the level, so your peaks are somewhere around minus 12 to minus 6 dB on that track meter before you start mixing. Keep headroom. Add saturator after operator, drive 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip on. This is not to make it a bass lead, it's just to give the sub a touch of harmonics so it translates on smaller systems. Then EQ 8. Low pass gently around 120 to 200 HE, just to keep any higher junk out. And if your system can't handle very low sub, you can high pass around 20 to 30 HE to remove rumble that eats headroom without adding vibe. Now write one MIDI note. Choose the root of your key, maybe G1, F1, or A sharp 1. Classic darker jungle territory. Keep it long, a whole note, or even a drone over multiple bars. In intros, sustained sub can feel like pressure, like a storm front. Now we're at the core, the intro offset. The delayed, creeping arrival of the sub under the vocal. You're aiming for a very specific feeling. The vocal starts, your brain gets the message, and then slightly later the low end reveals itself. It's not just about being late on the grid, it's about being late relative to the syllables. Coach note, pick an offset time that matches the vocal. Zoom in. Listen for a consonant ending, a breath, a tiny pause. The subswell hits hardest right after the vocal stops, masking the low end, so don't be afraid if your perfect offset is somewhere weird like 1.2.4 plus a few milliseconds. That's the point. Option A is the cleanest. Gain fade in. Leave the MIDI note starting right at 1.1.1, but automate the sub's level so you don't hear it immediately. Put utility on the sub track. Automate utility gain. At bar 1, set it to silence. You can go full minus infinity, or something like minus 30 dB if you still want a hint. Then bring it up late, try somewhere between 1.2.3 and 1.3.1, so roughly an eighth to a quarter note late. And don't jump it. Ramp it. The ramp time could be an eighth note for a tighter creep, or up to half a bar for a more cinematic bloom. A great starting shape is silent at the very start, a smooth rise through the end of bar 1, and fully present by the middle of bar 2. That's that room opening up feeling. Option B leans even more 90s. Filter envelope opening. Put auto filter on the sub track before the saturator. Set it to LP24. Start the frequency low like 60 to 90 Hz so it's barely audible, almost just pressure. Resonance low, maybe 5 to 15%. Then automate that filter frequency upward over time. Start around 60 to 90 Hz, and around 120 to 180 Hz. What happens here is cool. At first, you don't really perceive a stable note. Then as the filter opens and the saturation gets a little more to chew on, the sub becomes defined. It's not just louder, it's more certain. That perception of weight is often the fundamental becoming stable in your ears, not simply a volume change. And a nice hybrid approach is, do a little gain ramp and a little filter opening together, but keep both subtle so you're not doing a big EDM sweep. Jungle darkness is about understatement. Now step 4, make space using vocal triggered sidechain, so the offset hits harder. Even in intros, vocals can mask the sub's first moments. Sidechain makes the sub feel like it's responding to the voice, like it's breathing between words. On the sub track, after your EQ, add the regular compressor, not glue. Turn on sidechain. Set audio from to the vox track. Start with ratio around 4 to 1. Attack between 1 and 10 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. Then set threshold so you get roughly 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction when the vocal hits. Listen carefully. If the release is too fast, you'll hear pumping or clicks and it'll feel like the sub is twitching. If it's too slow, the sub never fully returns between phrases, and you lose the call and response feeling. Advanced coaching move. Automate the release time. During the vocal phrase, use a shorter release so the sub stays tucked. At the end of the phrase, lengthen the release so the sub floats back in slowly, like a shadow lingering. That's a wicked ominous effect on spoken lines. Also, if you don't want to duck the entire sub, try ducking only the band that competes with the vocal body. You can do it manually with EQ8. Find where the audible weight band is, often around 80 to 140 Hz depending on key, and dip it slightly during vocal hits. That keeps the very bottom stable while clearing the area that makes the vocal feel crowded. Step 5. Resample the vocal tail for classic jungle darkness. This is one of those instantly era-correct moves. Turn the vocal into atmosphere behind itself. Create an audio track called Vox Atmos Resample. Set audio from to Vox, or resample from the master if you're printing a combined vibe. Arm it and record a few bars, while your vocal plays with echo and hybrid reverb. Now warp that resampled audio. Try texture mode. Grain size around 20 to 60 milliseconds. Then pitch it down, maybe minus 5 to minus 12 semitones. Minus 7 is a sweet spot for darker but still recognizable. Filter it with auto filter LP24 around 2 to 6 kHz so it sits behind. If you want to extra grit, add redux very lightly, just enough to roughen edges without making it bright. And a big mixing tip, keep your returns clean. If your delay and reverb carry low mids, the offset sub won't feel like it's entering an empty room. So if you're using return tracks, put EQ8 on them and high pass higher than you think, often 250 to 500 Hz in intros. Now step 6, arrange the intro so the trick actually lands. Here's a reliable 16-bar blueprint. Bars 1 to 4, vocal fairly dryish, plus your resampled Atmos tucked behind. Sub offset starts creeping in late in bar 1 or even bar 2 depending on the phrase. Keep it moody and minimal. Bars 5 to 8. introduce break hints, high pass an amen or think loop, very quiet, mostly tops and mids, no full kick yet. The idea is suggestion, not commitment. Bars 9 to 12, increase tension, push delay feedback slightly. Maybe open the sub, filter a touch more, or bring the sub up half a dB. Add a subtle noise riser if you want, but don't let it become a modern build-up. Keep it sinister. Bars 13 to 16. Start removing things to make negative space. One of the strongest tricks is to remove the vocal in bars 15 and 16 and let the sub and atmos hold the room. Then, right before the drop, due an air hole, mute the sub for a quarter note or even half a beat. That silence makes the drop feel bigger than any plugin. And if you want a real old-school tease, try a fake drop without drums, around bar 4 or 8. Let the sub fully open and get loud for one beat, then cut it back to creeping. It's like showing the monster's silhouette, then hiding it again. Common mistakes to avoid as you build this. If the sub arrives too early at full level, you lose the whole psychology. The offset is the point. If the vocal isn't high-passed, you'll get mud, and your sub entrance won't feel like an entrance. If the sidechain release is wrong, you'll either pump distractingly or the sub will never return in time to feel satisfying. If the reverb is big in the low mids, everything gets cloudy and the low end reveal stops feeling dramatic.